Both pregnant and antenatal translate etymologically to before birth. The term labor comes from the 15th century expression labor of birth, shortening to labor by the late 16th. When the word gestation entered the English language, it had more to do with horsey activity than pregnancy. This episode takes a look at etymology behind words of pregnancy. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. The word pregnant originates from two Latin words, prae meaning before, and nascor meaning to be born. In the mid-20th century, slang terms like preggers and prego emerged, with preggers being English, and prego believed to have originated in Australian slang. While pregnant is commonly used in speech today, there are generations for whom the term remains taboo. Its usage in written records noticeably increased from the 1960s onwards. Before this rise in usage, phrases like expecting and with child were more prevalent, as was the term in the family way, apparently favoured by the late Queen Elizabeth II, who reportedly considered the word pregnant to be vulgar. You may be familiar with the Scottish expression bairn to mean a child, also used in parts of northern England. This word traces back to Old English, spoken between the 5th and 12th centuries. The Old English term for pregnant was branracken, with acken meaning to add or increase, thus branracken referred to child increasing. As well as pregnant translating from Latin to before birth, so too does the term antenatal. The Latin prae again means before, as does the word ante. Likewise, natal stems from the Latin nascor, which as mentioned means to be born, and is the root of the second element of the word pregnant. The umbilical cord attaches the fetus to the placenta during pregnancy. It was originally referred to as the navel string until the mid-18th century, when the Latin-derived term umbilical cord replaced it. Umbilical comes from the Latin umbilicus, meaning navel or centre, while cord can be traced back to a Latin word borrowed from the ancient Greek corda, meaning guts or intestines. The cord-like nature of intestines links its original meaning to the old French usage of corde, which denoted a rope or string. This term transitioned into English around the 13th century, now encompassing something resembling a rope or string. The term placenta dates back to the 17th century and is derived from the name of a cake enjoyed in ancient Greece and Rome called placenta or placenta in ancient Greek. Italian anatomist Matteo Rialdo Colombo coined the term placenta uterina in the 16th century, likening the organ's shape to the ancient cake made with dough, honey, bay leaves, and cheese. Over time, placenta uterina evolved into simply placenta. Uterina serves as the root of the word uterus, which is the medical term for the womb. Gestation refers to the process of carrying offspring in the womb, from conception to birth. It originates from the Latin word gestare, meaning to carry or to perform. The word gesture also shares this root, though in the context of performance. The term gestation was initially used in English during the 16th century to describe the act of riding in a horse carriage as a form of exercise. However, it later evolved to primarily denote the period of pregnancy, gaining this specific meaning in the 17th century. The term labour in the context of pregnancy is actually a shortened form of the original expression labour of birth, which dates back to the early 15th century. The phrase was later abbreviated to simply labour by the late 16th. The word labour originates from the Latin labor, meaning to work or toil. This Latin root can be observed in other English words like collaborate, which is to work together, and laboratory, referring to a place where work is performed. In the 15th century expression labour of birth, the term birth was spelt with an E in its Middle English form. Birth traces its origins to the Old Norse word bror, which means carriage or bearing. In Old English, there were two words conveying similar meanings of carrying and birthing. Yebord, which is related to that Old Norse term bror, and akenon, a word with a root meaning of to produce or to bring forth. Maternity and maternal both trace their origins to the Latin word mater, which means mother. This same root also gives rise to the word matrix. In mathematics, a matrix functions as a grid of expressions, arranged in rows and columns. From this primary matrix, smaller grids of mathematical quantities may emerge, much like offspring arising from a womb. Thus, the term matrix metaphorically reflects the concept of a nurturing environment where new entities are generated. The etymology of the word caesarean is rather convoluted, with multiple theories attempting to explain its origin. One theory proposes that it stems from the Latin word caesus, meaning to cut, the root of the word chisel. Another theory suggests that the term caesarean is linked to the story of the Roman general Julius Caesar, who was rumoured to have been delivered by this method. Given that Julius Caesar's mother, Aurelia, lived for several years after his birth, it seems unlikely that he was born by caesarean section, especially considering the likely high mortality rate associated with the procedure at the time. Nevertheless, this myth likely contributed to the term entering the English language. Interestingly, the term Caesar evolved into a title for an emperor around 69 BCE under the influence of Julius Caesar himself, transforming it from a surname into a prestigious title. This title served as the root for similar titles such as the German Kaiser and the Russian Tsar, both meaning emperor. The term caesarean section came into use in the 17th century. By the early 20th century, the shortened form caesarean became more common. The etymology of midwife sheds light on the origin of the word wife. While today we primarily associate wife with a married woman, in the early modern English period, wife or wif simply meant woman. In Old English, mid meant with. Thus midwife or midwife translates to with woman. A midwife, therefore, being someone who attends to a woman, particularly during childbirth or pregnancy. Epidural, an anaesthetic commonly used in childbirth, translates to upon the dura mater. Dura mater being the tough outermost membrane surrounding the brain and spinal cord. The term dura mater itself translates to hard mother. It is derived from the full Latin phrase dura mater cerebri, which means hard mother of the brain. Dura, the Latin for hard, can be seen in the word durable. Mater, meaning mother, is evident in the previously mentioned maternal and maternity. And cerebri, meaning brain, can be seen in the word cerebral. Braxton Hicks contractions are described by the NHS as practice contractions, which typically occur towards the end of pregnancy. The condition is named after John Braxton Hicks, a 19th century obstetrician credited as being the first to describe contractions that didn't lead to childbirth in 1872. Delving into the etymology of his name, John means gracious of God, stemming from the Hebrew Yohanan. Braxton is thought to either derive from the Old English word for a badger, Brock, or the place name of Branxton in Northumberland. The surname of Hicks originates from the name Richard, serving as a shortened form. Jane Sharp, a 17th century midwife, holds the distinction of being the first woman to publish a book about midwifery. Her book, titled The Midwife's Book, or The Whole Art of Midwifery Discovered, was published in 1671. Similar to the name John, Jane also has its roots in the Hebrew name Yohanan, which means gracious of God. The surname Sharp likely originated from an ancestor known for quick wit or intelligence, as it is a last name of nickname origin. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.